Wholeness begins within. That's the only place it can begin. That's the only place it can ever be. If we are ever looking for wholeness, we are only looking for it within ourselves. Because wholeness is who we are. Wholeness is what our reality is. Wholeness is how we are divinely designed from the very beginning. Now, the question is, do we want wholeness or not? From the very beginning, we are designed for wholeness and perfection. And we have strayed away from that belief or that conception that we are designed for wholeness from the very beginning, from the point of view that we think that the appearances that we have are our reality, and they are truly not. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, with the Dial Healing Words. Wholeness is something very important to all of us. Wholeness is something that will only take place in our life, in our affairs, in our world, when we let go and let the divine in us reveal itself to us. There is a divine pattern in each of us, and that divine pattern is eager, willing, and able to express itself every moment of our life if we will allow it to do so. However, to allow it to do so demands a very special condition in our awareness. It demands that we keep our eyes one-pointed on what our reality is. And our reality is wholeness. Our reality is wholeness, completeness, health, right action, peace, harmony, and goodness in our life. That's our reality. We stray away from that reality every time we look at appearances. When we can keep our mind so one-pointed on the reality, so one-pointed that our body is a temple of the living spirit. It is divinely made. It is good and very good. And we would like to draw that forth. Now, if we take our body, as we sometimes do with our cars, and we don't take care of them, if we take our bodies and we do not give them the proper food, we do not give them the proper nourishment, we do not give them the proper loving care, then our bodies will react in an unfavorable way. And the biggest thing that we fail to give our bodies is the thought that we love them, that we care for them. Even your beautiful car, you go out and you polish it and you love it and you say, what a lovely car. And as the car gets older and it's no longer so pretty, then you say, I think I better turn it in and get a new one. I better get a different one. Now, if we had just taken care of that car and kept it in mint condition, remember that word, mint condition, from the very beginning, that car would give us a total life that is unbelievable. And our body gives us a total life that's unbelievable. Our body is not designed for 20 years, 50 years, 100 years, 200 years. Our body is designed for eternity. All we want to do is to begin taking care of our body as well as we'd like to take care of our car if we want to maintain it in its mint condition. Let's maintain our body in its mint condition by having beautiful thoughts about it, by loving it with all of our respect and all of our honor and all of our joy, by being as cautious as we can about our body in every beautiful way. It can be done. It's just a matter of how we think and how we act and how we take care of ourselves. This day, begin taking care of your body like I take care of mine, loving it, gently caring for it, and then you too can be hundreds of years old. You too can live eternally. You too can live in immortality, which you already are. If you have a need or a desire and would like to call the Worldwide Healing Ministry, dial 1-619-478-5111. 1-619-478-5111. And a practitioner will greet you on the phone and you say, I would like to live in my eternally perfect body. Will you speak your word with me that my body now is immortal, eternal, absolutely perfect in every possible way, in every beautiful way? And the practitioner will say, "Oh, you bet. I'm so glad you called. Thank you for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry here in Campo, California. We're here to work with you, to guide you, and to show you along the way of your own inner perfection now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you."